Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Joining us in the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline, Ron Tomasoni from Eveleth, Minnesota. Still a storied hockey player up there. In Eveleth, of course, we got a Hall of Famer, Steve Cannon, that used to be in this, sit in this chair. Ron maybe met him over the years, but Ron was also a teammate to Mark Pavlich, who took his own life in the last year, and of course was on the Miracle on Ice team. And because of that, the catalyst, in part for what they call the ranch up near Sauk Center that they're building to help hockey players and more that have had trauma or things like that. I'll let Ron explain. He'll do much better than I, but he joins us now. Ron, I've been looking forward to talking to you for a long time. When Tip Annabeck tells me this guy's a really good guest, I say we got to get him on the air. How are you?
I am well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Now you coached Harvard for a long time.
Yeah, I was out there for 18 years.
What's Harvard like?
Oh, it's a great place. I mean, it's all about the people, no matter where you go, right? They make a place great. And I was fortunate to coach, some outstanding hockey players, but more importantly, some outstanding human beings. They were just great people. Everyone associated with Harvard that I met were just absolutely wonderful, and particularly Bill Cleary, who was my mentor. You know, I worked first as Bill's assistant, then as associate head coach, and then later he became the athletic director and I became the head coach. And he's an amazing man. As a matter of fact, he just recently wrote a book, and it's out now, and he sent me a copy, and it was Vintage Bill Cleary. Mm. It was a great book.
Does it just reek of history and academia? What does it feel like on that campus?
Well, obviously, it's you know rated as one of the very best schools in the world, and it's got a reputation that I think you can go anywhere in the world. That was one of the real advantages of recruiting. It basically was allowed us to get into anyone's door just because of the name, the name alone.
Yeah, you can get an offer from Harvard, even if you don't take it. It's worth putting on your resume,
That's right.
Ron, explain Mark Pavlich. You've known him since you knew him when he was, you were just squirts playing hockey. For most of us, he's kind of seen as a recluse and aloof, particularly over the last several years. Who was he?
Mark was just an absolutely wonderful human being. I mean, he just, I met him when I was 8 years old. He lived out at Ely Lake, which we call a suburb of Eveleth. Hmm. I lived in town, so he went to a different elementary school, and I went to the elementary school near where I lived. So I met him in squirt hockey, and I remember meeting him the first time, and we played against each other, and I knew right away that this young man was going to be pretty special.
Really?
So after the game, there was another game going on, so we were a bunch of kids up in the stands at the hip there, and sitting around, I went and bought a bag of peanuts, and I made sure that I kept offering him peanuts because I wanted to get to know him, and I did that a few times after a few games, and eventually he started calling me Peanut Boy as a nickname. Mm-hmm. And thank God that didn't stick.
Yeah, I guess.
we grew up together and all the way through high school and played with each other. He was a phenomenal hockey player, but as impressive as he was as a hockey player, he was even a better person. Mark was the kind of guy that would give you the shirt off his back. He did not like the limelight. You know, he was a very shy person, but if you became his friend, he trusted you, and he was a very loyal friend, and he was very proud of the fact that he played on that 1980 gold medal team. He was very proud of the fact that he played in the National Hockey League. But he'd be the last person to tell anyone that he did either. You know, that's how humble he was. Mm-hmm. And you know, just a great guy. And of course, he struggled with mental illness in the last few years of his life, and had a very unfortunate incident up near Lutzen when he went fishing with a neighbor. And he had done this many a times. And the last couple of years of his life, he was very paranoid, and he had suffered some real trauma through different courses of his life. And also, in my opinion anyways, at 5'8", you know, Mark was never one to shy away from going into the tough areas. And he played at the very highest level. And so he took a few hits, obviously. And I think that affected him, you know, later in life. And, you know, he had damaged even some close relationships the last couple of years with family members because of how paranoid he was. But as I said before, he had gone out fishing with a neighbor and came back, and he was convinced that this neighbor had spiked his beer and unfortunately reacted in a very negative way. And he was arrested, was tried and ruled incompetent to stand trial, and went to, was assigned to go to St. Peter, a mental institute in Mankato. And that's where the ranch, the Teammates for Life concept came about. Barry Beck was Mark's captain when he played for the New York Rangers. And Barry was a big, physical, imposing defenseman. And at that time, probably one of the best defensemen in the National Hockey League. Well, the irony is Mark and Barry hadn't really been in touch since Mark's playing days. But Barry, who was in Hong Kong and was running the Hockey Association, believe it or not, in Hong Kong, found out, you know, I think through Facebook, through Mark's sister. And he reached out to Mark's sister, Jean, and got the contact information for Mark. And so they started Zooming and talking during the time that Mark was at St. Peter. And Mark started to get better there, too. He was getting treatment. He was on some medication. He was able to, you know, repair some relationships that he had damaged because he became the Mark that we all knew. And but during that time, he and Barry would discuss that there's got to be a better way of helping hockey players in particular at that time that were struggling with mental health issues. So they came up with the idea, the ranch, Teammates for Life. And the idea was going to be whenever Mark got free, you know, he was very astute with real estate. He had bought a lot of land up on the North Shore here in Minnesota. And then he went out different places across the country and bought land in Arizona and Idaho. And when he got a little short on change, he would sell a plot of land for a profit. And so Mark was going to travel. And initially, he and Barry wanted the ranch to be in a warm state so that they could have year-round activities for whoever they were helping at that time. And it would abut a lake or a river or what, because Mark was an avid fisher person. And, you know, he was going to become the fishing guide for the ranch. But that kind of all changed. You know, the ranch expanded. The ranch expanded when Mark was able to get transferred to the Eagles Healing Nest. And
that's for kids. I don't mean to speed you up here, but because we're going to have you on a different time as well. But in the last couple of minutes, just explain what it's become in Sauk Center and what it's going to become down the road.
Well, the Eagles Healing Nest is a mental wellness center for veterans, and they have an angel there that runs it by the name of Melody Butler. And she gave us the land and a big building that needs to be remodeled, refurbished, and furnished, you know, for the ranch to have its home. And as I said before, Barry and Mark initially wanted it, you know, in a warm state, but when God hands you a gift for $0, you take it. So the ranch's home is right on the campus of the Eagles Healing Nest with Melanie Butler. And the advantage we have there is that we're able to use her services. I mean, Mark was able to spend the last few months of his life there, and he embraced and loved the veterans that were there, and vice versa, the veterans loved him. And so what we're right now doing is we're trying to refurbish the building and furnish it so that, you know, we have some beds to help people.
Okay, you keep doing what you're doing. We'll get you on again soon because I want to stay in touch with you during the progress of this, and it's so interesting and fascinating to study it. But great to finally visit with you, and we will do it again soon. But the ranch near Sauk Center is something for people to keep an eye on, huh?
Yeah, it is, and it's to help not just hockey players but also veterans and first responders. And if you don't mind, you know, we have our second annual golf fundraiser coming up at the Majestic Oak Golf Club on August 29th in Ham Lake. And if anyone's interested, we have a website you can go to. There's a lot of ways of helping. It's just simply the ranch, Teammates for Life, reg.golfreg.com.
Okay, we'll give that out later, put it on our website because we're up against it. But Ron, thank you so much. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk again soon.
Okay, thank you very much.
You bet.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.